Hi, my name's David Drury and I'm a London Blue Badge tour guide. I've been working as a tour guide for over 10 years and I love showing people my wonderful city. However, something I've been doing even longer than this is running around London. And I started running back in 1996 and I ran my first London Marathon in 1998. And it's this topic that I want to share with you on Tuesday, September the 29th at 7 p.m. BST, British Summer Time, because I want to show you London using the London Marathon route as our guide. Sadly, this year there won't be a mass participation race. It would normally take place in April, but obviously because of the current coronavirus situation, it's been cancelled. However, the elite field, the best runners in the world, will run a modified course on the 4th of October. So I wanted to do this tour as a lead up to that taking place. So the race that would normally take place begins in the leafy suburb of southeast London called Blackheath. This is where, back at the end of the 14th century, the mass public assembled and began what was known as the Peasants' Revolt, a rising up against the king and his unfair rule and taxes. From Blackheath, over 40,000 runners head east to an area called Woolwich. Not an area that most tourists are familiar with, but it has a lot of beautiful Georgian buildings. It also has the old Woolwich Arsenal and Dockyard. It was actually used during London 2012 Olympics for the shooting venues. Once we've reached Woolwich, we come back west and we go through the lovely World Heritage Site of Greenwich. Many of you may have heard of it. It's of course where you'll find Greenwich Mean Time. It's where you set your clocks to. It also has the famous tea clipper, the Cutty Sark, as well as the National Maritime Museum and the Old Naval College, one of the most beautiful interior dining rooms in the world. From here, the runners continue west to the famous Tower Bridge, one of the most iconic bridges in the world. It's one that opens in the middle to allow the ships to go through, and that even happens to this day. This is about the halfway point of the race. So the runners trek over the bridge and then they head back east to an area called Canary Wharf. London was, of course, the biggest city in the world once upon a time and the biggest port. So this area is rich with maritime and naval history. And then the runners will go through an area called Canary Wharf, so called because the goods were imported from the Canary Islands, part of Spain. Today they've been regenerated into what some call a mini Manhattan on Thames, so a series of glimmering skyscrapers that is now a financial district to over 100,000 employees. They also pass Europe's biggest inner city farm at Mudchute before heading back down the river to finally arrive at the Tower of London. From here, the runners have approximately 4 miles left and the attractions come thick and fast. The racecourse hugs the River Thames and they pass many of London's famous bridges, including London Bridge, the Millennium Bridge that features in the Harry Potter movies, and ending up at Westminster Bridge. And it's at this point that the runners are getting close to home. At Westminster Bridge, they'll see the Houses of Parliament, they'll turn in and head for St James's Park, one of London's wonderful royal parks. With only a mile to go, the medal is almost in sight. And just before they get there, they'll pass the Queen's official London residence of Buckingham Palace before that final sprint down the mall to be met by their friends and family and feel that great sense of elation at having completed that wonderful distance of 26.2 miles. This would have been London's 40th edition. I hope you can join me to recreate it in virtual sightseeing form on next Tuesday. It would be lovely for you to join me. Thank you.